those expressions yourself?
I used to, but I quit cursing, so I don't use them anymore. A couple years ago, I decided to quit.
What would you say, what exclamations would you have if you were kind of surprised at something?
Surprised? Not angry, but just surprised.
Yeah, just surprised.
I might say good grief or wow or... No.
What if you were kind of disgusted?
Surprise me, we'll find out.
What if you were kind of disgusted with yourself for doing something stupid?
Well, probably call myself a dummy.
Uh-huh. Any exclamations you have?
I'd probably say, oh no, I've done it again. When are you going to learn, Carol? Probably is what I'd say. Oh, you idiot, you dumb idiot, you moron, you dummy.
When a friend of yours says good morning, what might you ask them then?
How are you doing today?
Okay. What about when you're introduced to a stranger? What might you say?
Let's see. Carol, this is so-and-so. Hi. I'd probably say hi. It's nice to meet you.
Okay. And how would you greet someone around December 25th?
It's a leading question. Probably say Merry Christmas.
Huh?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Any other expressions? Mm-hmm. Or you could say happy.
It's happy, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Do you ever hear people say Christmas gift?
As a greeting, you mean? No, not as a greeting.
And you say, I have to go downtown to do some...
shopping?
And if you bought something, you'd say, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and...
wrapped it.
And when I got home, I...
unwrapped it.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you had paid $3 for, you'd be selling it...
at a discount or at a loss.
And say you like something but don't have enough money for it. You say, well, I like it, but it...
well, it's too expensive or it costs too much. I can't afford it.
And on the first of the month, your bill is...
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
And if you don't have any money, you could go to the bank and try to...
borrow some, get a loan.
And you say in the 30s, money was...
scarce.
And if you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say that it's for...
if you buy something...
uh-huh. They'll give you a little extra maybe, or...
no, a discount.
But did you ever hear the term lanyap or pilon?
Lanyap? What was the other one?
Pilon.
No.
And you say he ran down the springboard and what, into the water?
He dived.
And several children have... what?
Yeah, they have... I'd probably say they dived.
Or they have...
dived.
Uh-huh.
It's probably dove comes in there somewhere, but I don't know.
Since some English teacher
came,
I'm going to turn the fly off. Okay. And you say, but I was too scared to...
to dive.
And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that a...
call that a belly buster.
And child puts her head on the ground and then turns a...
oh, a somersault.
And you say he dived in and what across?
He swam across.
And several children have...
swum. Does it sound like
that? And children like to...
swim.
And if you don't know how to swim, you get in the water, you might...
drown.
And you say, yesterday somebody...
drowned.
And when they pulled him out, he had already...
drowned.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
It crawls.